Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. She is Robin Kottke.
And he is David Levin. That's weird referring to myself.
In the third person?
Is that third person?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, third person.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, that concert last night.
It was so nice.
It was so nice. Thank you so much for doing all you did to stream it to all of the folks who wanted to enjoy that sweet collection of music.
You're welcome. There was a pretty good number of people who logged in. I hope it worked for everybody.
Yeah. So we did, for those of you who don't know, we had our upper grades fall concert last night. So first of all, it was just so great to have the return of the fall concert. Last year, we did not have one. So this time we also did a hybrid event whereby we had the students performing in the gym and a select number of loved ones who could come and partake in person, and then it was streamed for the rest of us. And I got to take it in from home, the actual concert, but earlier in the day there was a dress rehearsal, and so I was able to be there for that. It was It was really great. I know that Mari came home just jubilant, you know, with the way it had all gone. And how was Frances?
She was actually really happy with it, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just so nice to be back in a room of the community again. It's crazy.
Sure.
How unfamiliar it was, in a sense. It feels like it's been so long that I kind of forgot how important that is.
Yeah, and that, you know, that it's a certain feeling of, you know, togetherness.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah.
And by the way, the live stream is possible because of the support funds we got from various organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were able to upgrade our gear. So it came through VAS, but it was part of the stimulus funds.
Yes, for COVID relief.
Yeah.
You know, just to, and so the great thing about those funds is that they have really helped us serve students in these times.
Yeah.
With, you know, we have really relied on more technology, and but one of the other silver linings of this whole pandemic is that so many grandparents and loved ones have been able to join.
Yeah, for sure.
That would not have otherwise been able to before. So lots of silver linings.
Yeah.
Always on the lookout for the silver linings.
We may be continuing to do that, I imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, it really does make a lot of sense. We did that for our school meeting earlier this year. And, you know, we'll see. I think that if it means that it makes it more accessible to more folks, I mean, of course, always our priority and our the best experience is always in person.
Yeah.
But I think that this has highlighted who, you know, sometimes that's just not possible. So I feel like this is just a great use of technology.
Yeah. I mean, there were over 50 people who had logged in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, goodness, what would this room feel like if they'd all showed up? Of course, again, a lot of the point is some of them couldn't have come because they're far away.
Sure.
But also it could have been even more because, like, we didn't even think to tell our extended family, but they would have loved to have.
Sure.
Logged in too. It's just not in our mind to invite them to things like this.
And when we consider the people at home are probably not watching alone. So when you think about all of those people that would have otherwise, you know, been there in the gym.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do feel like this has been a real stepping stone for other events to come. You know, certainly we're talking about assemblies again and inside, and we'll start with students first, and then, you know, just keep, last night was just a perfect test run to see how it went, and it was smooth.
Yeah. I asked Stephanie, too, if it felt disruptive at all, distracting from the performer side. She said, really not at all. I didn't even think about it. I asked Frances, too. She said, I didn't think about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be my next question.
Yeah.
You know, what does that feel like to have that, you know, presence in the room?
But
yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Anyway, nice.
We should probably take a look at the calendar.
I suppose we should. But first, I think I want to complain about the cold weather.
Oh,
just a little.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just, you know,
it seems sudden. It seems sudden too.
Checking the weather this morning, feels like 11 degrees when we got up.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
the struggle.
I had to wear a t-shirt today under my shirt.
You know what Miss Shannon says?
I don't.
Miss Shannon says, any month that has the letter R in it requires long underwear underneath your regular clothes.
Okay, well, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm. September?
No, that can't be right.
I mean...
Not to question Miss Shannon, but that's a good point there.
I hadn't thought about that.
They do spend a lot of time outside.
They do, and, you know, some days in September are quite cold, especially
cold
in the morning.
At the end, yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to go with September. So September, November, December, January, February, March, April. So, really, you should only have May, June, July, and August that you are not sporting long underwear. And you're complaining about having to wear a short sleeve cotton, I presume, t-shirt.
I see now how wrong I was.
Yes, cotton does not keep the warmth.
Cotton kills.
Wait. Wait. I mean, if you were on the Appalachian Trail, probably. I don't think you'd make it.
No, you know? I actually heard that from, that was a statement from a friend of mine who used to do like outdoor excursions.
Maybe like your spirit or like quite literally.
Literally, if you're out, you know, like doing winter camping.
Oh, well, sure. I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Don't do winter camping in cotton.
No, it kills.
It's like.
Uh-oh, the cotton lobby's coming after
okay.
us now.
All right. That's great. I will not forget that one.
That's an easy one to remember. You can't kind of get that out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably only heard it once.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, add to that that you need long underwear in months.
With R's.
Yes. Okay. Hey, let's take a look at the calendar.
All right. Upcoming events. November 24th through 26th. No school. Thanksgiving break. I heard about that one again this morning in our household. Excited about that. November 23rd is the Holiday Fair Crafting Circle, 1 to 3 p.m. and 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. I assume there'll be more about that later. November 29th, school resumes. November 30th, Holiday Fair, another crafting circle. Two of them that day, 1 to 3 and 6:30 to 8:30. December 4th is the Holiday Fair. December 20th, the holiday break begins. And January 3rd, school resumes. That's really looking out quite a ways.
It is. But what do all of those dates have in common?
They all have R's in them.
Indeed they do.
Burr.
Mm-hmm. Holiday Fair.
Holiday Fair.
Oh, scheduled for Saturday, December 4th from 1 to 8 p.m., the fair will be an outdoor event modeled after traditional European holiday markets. We're looking forward to many of the elements that we usually enjoy, including children's activities, beautiful craft making, artisan market, live music, delicious food, and the Yuletide Cafe and Bakery, and of course, loads of good cheer. The fair will open at 1 p.m. with offerings and activities for the whole family. The evening portion of the fair will be an adult-only affair with opportunities for holiday shopping, singing, warming food and drinks, cozy bonfires, and a chance to visit with old and new friends alike. There will be passports for the children, per usual, to enjoy all of the different activities, though this year they are available for purchase in advance. And if you plan on coming, please get it in advance, because not only does it help us really know and have a sense of the numbers of children to expect, that has lots of implications. How many crafts we need to make, how many craft kits, how many items for Children Castle, all of those things. But you also get the very fair price of $12 per passport when you purchase before December 1st. After December 1st and at the door, the passports would be $15.
Nice.
This year, we also have passports for the grown-ups, and this is for the evening portion. This passport, unfortunately, does not include trips to the children's castle or a puppet play or beautiful craft making, but what it does include is culinary bliss. Dishes from all around the world, a beautiful sweet treat, a drink of your choice, and a basket raffle ticket. It's going to be fun.
Lovely.
Lots of cozy fires to keep warm. I'm wearing my snow pants. I may even throw on some long underwear underneath.
Oh, I think I'll have some long underwear.
It'll be chilly, but you know, it will be nice because we will be dressed appropriately. As you all know, or if you don't know, you should. There is no such thing as bad weather, only bad gear. Tickets in advance for the adult passport are $25. After December 1st and at the door, they would be $30. Let me tell you about this menu, this lineup. So we are going to have dishes from various places around the globe, including green chili chicken for more South American or Middle American, South American feel. There is Pan-Asian curry over rice. Let's see, there's going to be a Hungarian goulash. And finally, a West African peanut stew. Oh man, and all kinds of breads and beautiful desserts and drinks and rumor has it mulled wine after the sun goes down.
Oh.
And when it's only the grown-ups. And maybe even beer. I know. So that's just painting an overview of the holiday fair. It's going to be great. This is a labor of love, and it's a whole lot of fun, and we simply could not do it without participation from the entire parent community. Every year, each grade is responsible for holding a specific component of the fair, which parents help coordinate and fill work shifts as necessary. Usually, we have a half a day on Fridays, and school gets out, and a number of the children go ice skating. This year, with the pandemic, it just did not make sense. And because this fair is only a one-day event this year on Saturday, usually we would need to exit the school because we're busy in the afternoon just working like bananas to to transform the school into the Wonderland. Of course, this time we don't have to transform the indoors, but the 7th and 8th grade will be helping us on the afternoon. It will be a full day of school, mm-hmm. and then in the afternoon, the 7th and 8th grade students, per usual, will be helping set up all of the holiday huts and things that will be outside and making this into the Wonderland for all of us on Saturday. There are class assignments for each component of the fair, and kindergarten takes children's crafts. First grade parents help out in the bakery. Second grade parents, Yuletide Cafe, which will be hosted by Wonder State Coffee. I hear that there is an espresso machine that will be on the premises.
Oh.
Let's see. And then the third grade parents are responsible for helping prepare and serve the evening culinary fair. Fourth grade parents will help staff the school store. Fifth grade parents will help with fair cleanup. Sixth grade parents help with the daytime culinary fair, serving and preparing. There will be things like hot dogs and hot pretzels and, you know, some snack plates with meat and cheese and, you know, those kinds of things. Mm. Easy stuff and delicious. Seventh grade parents decorating and fair setup, and eighth grade parents will help with the children's castle. And then there, of course, in 7th and 8th grades, there are also student assignments. And 7th grade students assist with fair setup and children's crafts. And 8th grade students assist with fair setup as well and the children's castle. As you can see, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's so fun.
It is super fun.
So know that there will be online sign-up sheets for each class. Jordan is working on those, and those should be available early next week. Every parent should plan to do a one-hour shift for each grade in which they have a child. If you have any questions, please contact me or Jordan or Martha Bush, who has stepped up to help out. She was actually responsible for planning the one at Three Rivers for many years.
Oh.
So not only is she fun to work with, she has lots of experience.
Lovely.
Yep. So it's only 2 weeks out. And we're still really hoping a couple of folks will step forward to help us reimagine and co-lead or shadow in the following areas: the basket raffle and silent auction, and also music and entertainment. We're looking for a few musicians to play some festive music.
Brighten things up.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a lot of stuff. Thank you for holding so much of that. Your team, you and Jordan and Martha, it's a remarkable amount of
Margaret,
stuff
too.
To
and,
do. Yeah.
You know, there are a number of coordinators who have, you know, stepped up to help. There's Shelley Brenneman and Lisa Anderson, and Erica Garrity will be leading the bakery this year, shadowing Julia Hunt. Mm. It's really nice to have shadows with people who are doing this so that there's always some good overlap each year. And so even if you have just a little bit of time and you have an idea that of something that you would like to help lead next year, by all means, just be in touch. And, you know, you can shadow as little or as much as you'd like. But it was really great for continuity. At least two of those folks that I mentioned are graduating with their children this year. And so to have that overlap is really nice.
Yeah.
So it is a ton of fun, and we're so excited.
Yeah, and more to say about it. So the Children's Castle and the Pocket Person, we're seeking donations of new or used quality trinkets, pottery, jewelry, accessories, books, decor, useful objects, or handcrafted items to fill the shelves of the Children's Castle and the Pocket Person's Cape for the holiday fair. Pocket Person's Cape, that's all magic there.
Pure.
Anything lovely, fun, or useful that you're ready to pass on, there'll be a bin in the office to collect your donations. Thank you. And seeking artisans and vendors for the fair. Still room to join us. So calling makers and vendors of artisan, handmade, and other lovely items for our holiday fair. Artisans and vendors will feature their wares in old hickory cabins, transformed into festive holiday cottages at our open-air world market. So if that doesn't instantly make sense, we have a bunch of small buildings being brought in for the fair. It's going to be really, I'm really excited about that. It's going to be super cozy, interesting, like a little neighborhood out there. So, and the artisans and vendors will be hosted in some of those buildings. That should be super cool. There is a link in the lunchbox for applications for the artisan market.
Or you can reach out directly to me, Robin. So one of the things that we talked about at last night's board meeting is that, you know, we had for some time been thinking about how can we bring more outdoors for the fair. How can we have some outdoor components? You know, because we have done things, we've talked about using the cob oven for personal pizzas, you know, just lots of different ways to use these beautiful grounds. And so this year is an opportunity for us to just do what we've thought about doing for a long time, except it will be exclusively outdoors. I imagine that in future years, we might be able to do a little bit of both. So this is a really good time to get involved to, you know, help reimagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, are you feeling crafty?
I am, actually.
Great.
I like crafting.
Great. Well, you can be a holiday fair crafting elf.
Like Buddy?
Sure. Why not?
Buddy was a crafting elf.
Yes, Buddy.
He was just a little slower. That would be me, I think.
No. Buddy is a whole... I love Buddy the Elf. That's such a great movie. Just... I love you, Dad!
Oh, God. One of the things we still laugh about was the world's best coffee. You did it! You guys, you won!
Right. I had forgotten about that. No, it's so good. We saw that at the, we've seen it a few times, but we saw it at the temple when they had that, you know, those Christmas movies and holiday movies. Oh, yeah, a couple of years ago they did. And it's so good. And who's the guy who plays the dad? He is so
James
perfect.
Caan.
Yes, he is so perfect in that role.
Yeah.
Like, he could not look more genuinely irritated, you know?
Yeah. He didn't want to take that part.
Really?
No. When he saw the script, he was like, get out of here. But apparently Will Ferrell went and met with him.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
You don't stand a chance, I imagine, if you're going to meet with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love that movie so much. What's another one? He's an angry elf. But anyway, I had this image in my mind of him sitting there, because I just saw this somewhere recently with that stack of Etch-a-Sketches.
Oh,
and he's just not going fast enough, and everybody else kind of looking at him like, oh, this is awkward.
Right, because he's also so giant.
So anyway, crafty elf, that's me.
Okay, well, good news. Sign up for an upcoming 1 to 2 hour crafting session. We need lots of help creating items for the school store, Children's Castle, Children's Crafts, and Pocket Person Treasures at the upcoming Holiday Fair Outdoor World Market. We are so excited to open up some crafting circles here in the school. You can come join the crafting fun on the next few Tuesdays, November 23rd and 30th, either from 1 to 3 or 2 to 3, whatever you have available. And again, in the evening from 6:30 to 8:30 here at the school. We will meet in the school gym. actually earlier in the day, we will be meeting in the parent-child classroom. No experience necessary because you will have before you the illustrious Martha Bush, who can teach anybody how to make the sweetest crafts. It's a lot of fun. And we'll have some tea and craft to our heart's content.
Can she teach me how to make an Etch-a-Sketch a little faster?
I mean, if anybody can do it, it's Martha Bush.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay. So we are, there is a sign up, so you can RSVP for various time slots in the Lunchbox Express. We are also looking for donations of the following to stock our workshop: jewelry findings, wool felt scraps, small twigs and sticks, whole or half walnut shells, toothpicks, glass-headed pins, yarn scraps, wooden beans, green ribbon scraps, dice, wooden game pieces, glass gems, and other toy and crafting leftovers. If you don't have those things, that's A-okay. We'll have plenty of things in which to make lovely crafts.
And those little white plastic knobs that make the Etch-a-Sketch go back and forth, we need more of those too.
No plastic.
Oh.
Plastic kills.
We'll felt them. But we need the originals to get the right dimensions.
Yes. Okay.
And just to clarify one thing, Robin has a little bit of a stuffy nose. Mm-hmm. So it might have sounded like she said wooden beans, but she actually meant wooden beads.
But if you have wooden beans, I'm sure we could find a use for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool. All right. Seeking silent auction and basket raffle donations. Please consider a donation to the silent auction and basket raffle for the holiday fair. Goods and services, as in bodywork, basket of canned preserves, yoga classes, etc., practical and/or beautiful homewares, artwork, furniture, jewelry, and unique and adventurous experiences like family cabin up north for a weekend, unicycle lessons, wild food walk, all are encouraged and welcome. Email donation ideas or suggestions to Robin, and there's a link here, as always, in the lunchbox.
Big news from the PRWS kitchen. Miss Julie has put in a letter to all of us in the new Lunchbox Express, highlighting some of the new changes to the menu. Firstly, she wants you to know that she has eliminated sugar from recipes except for brown sugar in the cinnamon rolls. She now uses honey or maple syrup as sweeteners, as it's healthier for us. Secondly, she has decided to experiment with gluten-free recipes. That was me, like, pumping my arms up and down in the air.
Like you just don't care?
I care.
See, that's the thing. It's a little confusing to me. Anyway, pumping the arms up in the air.
Huzzah.
Like I so care.
Yes, because that is actually great for my family. It is new for her to offer gluten-free recipes, and she'll be refining her skills over time. So she's asking for your patience with any foibles that may arise. She's excited to try this, and she thinks it will be just fine. With that said, if you need a gluten-free option, please see on the menu where she notes GF option and circle the X. In order for this to work well, it's important to have the count in advance of ordering, so please be diligent about the menu markings. If all goes well, this will be a great addition to our lunches, and Miss Julie looks forward to learning and sharing more nutritious organic lunches with your families. She also advises to stay warm. She doesn't say anything about long underwear.
Cotton.
And she also says, keep the light burning. We love Miss Julie.
Nice.
Please see the new lunch menu in the Lunchbox Express, or you can pick one up in the school office, and please fill out, attach payment, and leave in the office no later than November 23rd. That's for both the December and the January lunch menus. Check with Courtney in the office if you'd like to inquire about your credit status. Thank you.
PRWS 7th grade class fundraiser. The 7th grade is offering pumpkin streusel and orange currant scones for the upcoming celebratory days, gluten-free and glutinous varieties. The most tender and delicious scones you can imagine, all organic ingredients. Fill your house with the smell of fresh baking. They'll be sold to you frozen and ready to pop into the oven with clear, simple baking instructions. Bake them for your weekend brunch or keep them frozen for baking on Christmas morning or both. Package of 4 large scones is $10. Order online now. The holidays are only a scone throw away. Oh, that's just still so good. Please get your orders in by November 19th, which is
today.
Pick up your delicious treats at the end of the school day in the front lobby on November 22nd or November 23rd, and there's a button to order in the lunchbox.
I have ordered mine.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm so excited.
We had some trial scones in our home this week to try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just saying, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darned good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty, pretty good.
Yep.
That's great. I think maybe I should order more. They're going to go so fast.
I will say this. After you have the first batch, mm-hmm. you're probably going to wish you'd ordered more.
I think I'm going to order more. They're frozen. Cool. So that's the beauty. That was really smart.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it really was.
And we have an extra freezer.
And they'll have that fresh baked experience too, which mm-hmm. is the best.
There's no substitute for that.
Well, get them in today, Robin.
Okay. Christmas tree wreath and garland sale. Oh, this is exciting. The BRWS class of 2023 has partnered with Growing for Good to sell beautiful holiday greenery. Your purchase supports the 7th grade class for their 8th grade trip, also supports local family farms and ecologically sound growing practices. You can place your order right there online, and there is a request to place your order by November 24th. I love getting the garland.
Yeah.
It's so fun to decorate, and, you know, it's all ready for us. Oh, this is, you know, I know you complain about the cold, but think of all of the things that come with, like the scones, the cozy craft making, the fires in our fireplaces, our wood stoves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm wrong about it. I love the cold.
You don't have to love the cold.
It's my favorite time of year.
Oh, no, that's going a bit far.
The short days.
I know, it feels like midnight at 5 o'clock.
God, it really does.
It really does.
No joke. Yeah.
Okay.
And I love it. Hey, community news. Arts Sprouts classes for students age 9 to 13. After a bit of pandemic hiatus, our Arts Sprouts classes will resume at the Landmark Center. Created for students who want to dive more deeply into developing their own vision and style, as well as learning how to develop an eye for clear observation, for seeing natural forms, and drawing what we see. Media may include graphite, chalk, watercolor, and acrylic painting. The class will meet Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Cost is $10 per class plus a materials fee. The first session is 4 classes plus one date reserved for a makeup class if your child misses one. This is from Vicki Ramsey, by the way. I'll ask parents to pay for the 4 classes in advance, either by check or online via PayPal. The materials fee is yet to be determined because I've yet to gauge interest in what students want to learn. The dates of the class this term will be December 2nd, December 9th, December 16th, and January 6th, with January 13th as the makeup day. Session 2 will begin on January 20th. The COVID protocol for this class will follow PRWS and YIHS guidelines. Please contact Vicki Ramsey via email. It's here in the lunchbox, VickiLynnRamsey@gmail.com, or phone 608-606-3760 if your child is interested in joining.
I cannot wait to sign my children up for this.
Yeah.
She is the best. She's working on our marionette puppet play this year. She designs our passports every year for the children's crafts. I mean, she's just a fantastic human and fantastic artist.
Yeah.
And she loves children. And children love her.
They really do.
Hey, I think that's it for this week.
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot coming up. Exciting times.
Mm-hmm.
We will likely not put out a pod 2 weeks from today because that is too close to the holiday fair. Like that night, we'll be preparing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. The week after.
You wouldn't want to hear from me that day anyway.
No. Trust us both on that.
Right. But afterwards, you know, we'll do a nice recap and, you know, just reminisce on how fantastic of a fair it was.
Yes, exactly. All right. Beautiful. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.